Act 3, Scene 1. More Trouble. A busy street in Verona. Some people are walking along the street. Mercutio and Benvolio are talking.
It's hot today, isn't it? I don't like this weather. People feel angry when it's so hot.
Look, it's the Capulets. Over there!
Don't start an argument, Mercutio. We don't want trouble.
I'm not afraid of Tybalt.
Where is Romeo? He's your friend, isn't he?
That's none of your business.
I'm looking for him, and I'm going to find him.
Are you looking for a fight?
Stop it, you two!
There he is. Romeo, come here. You came to our house last night, didn't you? Well, we don't want the Montagues in our house. I'm going to teach you a lesson. Come on, get out your sword and fight!
Tybalt, I'm not your enemy. The Montagues and Capulets are going to be good friends. Something wonderful has happened.
What are you talking about?
Why won't you fight with him, Romeo? Well, I'll fight. Come on!
Stop fighting! Don't you remember what Prince Escalus said? Benvolio, help me to stop them!
Why did you stand between us? I'm hurt!
I'm sorry, Mercutio. I was trying to help.
I need a doctor. Oh, you Montagues and Capulets. What a stupid argument. You're both wrong. To fight and hate and fight again like this. Oh! I'm dying.
Mercutio. He's dead. Tybalt, come back. You've killed my friend. Now I'm going to kill you.
This is terrible. Romeo, run away. You'll be in trouble if the prince finds you here.
Oh no. What have I done?
What's happened? How did these men die?
Tybalt killed Mercutio, sir. Mercutio was Romeo's friend. Romeo was very angry, and he killed Tybalt.
Romeo must die! He's a murderer! He killed my nephew Tybalt.
But Tybalt was a murderer too, Lady Capulet.
No, he wasn't. That's what Benvolio says. But he's a Montague. Romeo must die!
Sir, our son is not a murderer. He killed Tybalt because he was angry.
Listen, all of you. I have decided not to execute Romeo. But he must leave Verona. And he can never come back. Tell him that he must leave immediately. If he ever comes back to Verona, he will die. Now go home and keep the peace.
Act 3, Scene 2. Another message. Juliet is alone in her room.
I'm so excited. Romeo is going to be with me tonight. We're married now, but the only people who know are Father Lawrence and my nurse. Here she is now.
Juliet, my dear, something terrible has happened. Oh, he's dead! He's dead!
Who's dead? Not Romeo. Not my husband.
Oh, Tybalt is dead.
Oh, no! My cousin Tybalt! How did he die?
There was a fight, and Romeo killed him.
It can't be true. Romeo never fights. Oh,
but it is true. Tybalt killed Romeo's friend Mercutio, and Romeo was very angry. The two of them started fighting, and Romeo killed Tybalt.
Where's Romeo now? And what's going to happen to him?
Romeo's hiding in Father Lawrence's house. The prince has told Lord Montague that Romeo must leave Verona and never come back.
So I'll never see him again?
Don't cry, my dear. Listen, I'll go to Father Lawrence's house and tell Romeo to come here secretly tonight to say goodbye to you.
Thank you, nurse. You're very kind. Wait! Take this ring. Give it to Romeo and tell him that I love him.
Act 3, Scene 3. Bad news for Romeo. Father Lawrence's house. Romeo is hiding. Father Lawrence enters.
Romeo! Where are you? It's me, Father Lawrence.
What did Prince Escalus say? Am I going to die?
No. Killing Tybalt was wrong. But the prince is not going to execute you. He said that you must leave Verona immediately and never come back.
This is terrible. Leaving Juliet is worse than dying.
Just listen, Romeo. You are lucky. The prince has been kind to you.
But I want to die. I can't live without Juliet.
Hide, Romeo! If anyone finds you here, there will be trouble.
It doesn't matter. I want to die.
I'm happy to see you, nurse. Have you been with Juliet?
Yes. I saw her a few minutes ago, crying and shaking, just like Romeo here.
But I killed her cousin. Does she still love me?
Yes, of course she does. She sends you this ring.
Listen, Romeo. You can go to see Juliet tonight. But then you must leave Verona. Later, I will tell everybody that you and Juliet are married. And I will ask the prince to think again. Perhaps you can come back to Verona soon. But you have to leave Verona tonight and go to Mantua. Do you agree to do that?
Yes, father. How long must I stay in Mantua?
I'm not sure. Stay there until I send you a message. Don't come back until you hear from me. Now go and say goodbye to Juliet.
Act 3, Scene 4. Lord Capulet's Plan. The Capulet's House. Lord and Lady Capulet and Paris are talking.
Paris, my daughter is very unhappy. Her cousin Tybalt died this morning. Lord Montague's son killed him.
I'm sorry to hear that. Can I talk to Juliet?
Not at the moment, Paris. She is in her room. It's very late, and she needs to rest.
Listen, I've just thought of something. I want Juliet to forget about Tybalt's death. I think that she'll be happy when she marries. I know that you love Juliet, and that you would like to marry her. The two of you must marry as soon as possible. What day is it today?
It's Monday night, sir.
Right. The wedding will be on Thursday.
That's wonderful!
Go and tell Juliet what I have decided, my dear. We must hurry. Don't forget, Paris. The wedding will be in 3 days.
I won't forget, sir.
Act 3, Scene 5. Trouble for Juliet. Juliet's room. Romeo and Juliet are together.
I'm sorry, my love, but I have to go. Look outside. It's nearly morning.
Please don't say that. I want you to stay with me. You are my husband now. You needn't go.
You know that I have to go. If anyone finds me here, the prince will execute me. I'm going to stay in Mantua. Father Lawrence is going to talk to our families and to the prince. Then he will send me a message. Perhaps I'll be back soon.
I hope so, Romeo, my only love.
Kiss me. Goodbye, my love.
Juliet, you're already out of bed. It's very early.
I know. I can't sleep.
You're still very unhappy about your cousin, Tybalt. Don't worry, my dear. We'll find Romeo. And when we find him, he'll die. Now listen, I have some exciting news. Your father has said that Paris and you can marry, and the wedding will be on Thursday.
I won't marry Paris. It's just not possible.
What do you mean?
Have you told her the news?
She says that she won't marry Paris.
What? Why not? Listen, Juliet. Paris is a good, kind man. He's an important man, too, and a friend of the prince's. You are a very lucky girl.
Father, listen. I know that you're trying to help me, but I will never marry Paris. I don't love him. I don't even know him.
That doesn't matter. You will marry him on Thursday. Do you understand?
This is terrible. What shall I do? They don't know that I've married Romeo.
Listen, my dear. Romeo is in Mantua. Perhaps you will never see him again. Your mother and father are right, you know. Paris is a kind man, and good-looking, too. He'll be a better husband than Romeo. Marry him. Forget about Romeo. That's the best thing to do.
I will never listen to my nurse again. I thought that she would help me, but she won't. I'm going to see Father Lawrence. Perhaps he can help me.